She tried to increase her rates and lost all of her clients. She told me she actually hired a business coach for designers, so someone like me, and that person told her she should charge $10,000 for a website design. Well, that is fine, and I agree that a website can and should be in the five figures. You can't just go from $3,000 to $10,000 overnight. If your marketing is the same, your website looks the same, your portfolio, your positioning, there is much more that goes into pricing and successfully increasing your rates than just increasing it. You don't want to lose clients, right? Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. I'm Katie Sandell, a brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. If you're ready to boost your income and take your design business to the next level, this episode is for you. I am so passionate about helping designers increase their pricing because a lot of you are undercharging. I used to undercharge too, and you've heard this many, many times, but I charged $65 for a logo design while my minimum now is $8,000. But let's begin by acknowledging a common challenge in the design industry, which is like the fear of increasing pricing and pricing in general. Many designers often struggle with pricing their services effectively. They fear losing clients and not being competitive. And I was there too, and I am sure you feel that at least a little bit too. But here's the thing, underpricing can hurt your business as well. So when you are, let me give you an example that's outside of the design industry. So if you're looking to buy shoes and you go and find shoes, let's say you set your budget for $50 and you go and find shoes for $20 and you go find shoes for $80. Now, these, like the shoes that are $80, like speak the value and quality through the price. And even though your budget was $50, you're going to think how you can increase your budget to get to those $80 because the other ones that are $20 just feel like you're going to waste your money on those shoes and you'll be able to wear them like a couple of weeks or a couple of months and they're going to fall apart, right? So even if your clients set their budget and at one price and you are a little bit higher than they expect, they will figure out how to find the money to pay you because they want to work with you. They want to get the quality of services that they know they deserve. They're not just going to go with a cheaper designer. I can give you so many examples like this, but also like if you're trying to buy a car and now all of a sudden you find a car for $5,000 or you find a car for $25,000. You know that this one for $25,000 is going to have like a longer lifespan. It's going to be better. It's going to be faster. Like all the good things about cars that I don't know much about because I'm such a girl when it comes to cars. Like even when I go like somewhere like for shopping or something, I'm always like, where is my car? Oh, it's black one. Okay, cool. Like I recognize colors. So maybe that's not a good example, but you know what I mean. Like the price really sets the tone of who you want to attract and who you want to work with and who is your ideal client and what they can expect from you. And the key to increasing your prices starts with recognizing the value of your expertise. As a designer, you really bring unique skills and creativity to the table. Your work can have a huge impact on a client's brand or business. Like, you really have to know that you are valuable and that your skills are valuable. Like, it's really all about confidence. You're helping your clients. And this is another thing that I like to talk about often, is that when you're on a sales call, the easiest way to sell something is if you put in your head, if you change your mindset about selling, and just replace that word selling with helping. You're helping your clients. You're not selling anything to them. You're offering your help. You're not offering your services. You're not offering your, you're not providing like your offers. You're not talking about your offers. You are figuring out how you can help them, like genuinely help them. Because without you, without us, without designers, they might not be able to get to their dreams. Just imagine someone who's trying to start a company and they don't have a logo, they don't have colors, they don't have visual identity, they don't have marketing materials, they don't have social media, they don't have websites. They need us. We are helping them. We are helping them get to their goals. So just think about that. Like, it's really the confidence and the value and knowing the value of your expertise. Now, how do you communicate this value to your clients effectively? Well, you would start by showcasing your portfolio. Of course, like, you have to have an amazing portfolio, emphasizing your successful like past projects, or even if you have just like imaginary projects, which are, you know, I would say fake concepts. Some designers don't like that term, but that's okay. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. So like, you really have to showcase the skills that you have and also highlighting the results you've achieved for previous clients. If you have had clients who maybe they were able to sell more products or get more customers to the door or whatever it is, like the real goals, that is what you should include in your case studies on your website. Ask for testimonials, reviews. Like, you really have to prove the value that you bring to the table. Now, let's talk about your pricing strategy. Instead of charging by the hour or by the project like you've used to, consider transitioning to value-based pricing. Some of you have already tried this and maybe you go step back like, oh, I'm not sure if this is working. I'm not sure how to really define the value that I'm providing. But this means, so value-based pricing means aligning your prices with a perceived value of your work to the client. It allows you to charge more for projects that have a significant impact on your client's business. So value-based pricing, in, you know, like long story short, what it really is, it's charging based on the value you are providing to that specific client. So you're not pricing the project, you're not giving a price per project, but based on the value. Let me give you an example. So a few years ago, Formula One paid $1 million to rebrand, while someone like a skincare, small local business would never have that much money. It's just that the value of Formula One logo and colors and fonts and whatnot is $1 million, because they will be making way more off of looking and being more professional. While the small skincare line, really, they depend on their products, on the quality, and yes, visual identity is very, very important, and they do want to attract the right target customers, the right target audience, people who are interested in buying their products. But that's not $1 million, because they are not making that much in sales. And rebranding or branding their business will not help them increase their sales by that much. So the value in their visual identity is way lower than the Formula One. So that's how you charge. And even if you say, let's say Formula One is going to pay you 10% off their, or probably less, but 10% per year of their yearly income for their rebrand. So that would be, let's say this Formula One, I mean, I have no idea like how much money they're making, but let's say they're making 12 million per year and they're going to pay you 1 million. Okay. Now, if you look into a small local skincare line that just started 12 months ago, they made $12,000, which is a lot to them, and they're looking to rebrand, they're not going to give you $1 million. They're going to give you $1,000. Basically, the percentage is the same. It just depends on how much money they are making, what the value is for each visual identity and things like that. And in one of my paid programs, I actually shared how one bath bomb business can be completely different than the other bath bomb business. So the bath bomb business, number one, was a very successful spa owner who was looking to add more revenue to their spa by developing products, which were bath bombs. So, and she already had like a few locations. She's trying to open more locations. Now she has to like fully rebrand so that she can implement that. And long story short, she needed brand strategy, visual identity, labels, packaging, and the website. So project like that would be $65,000 because that is the value that she's getting off of, you know, rebranding. Now, on the other hand, there is this young couple in Dallas that I talked to. We never worked together because they were not able to afford me. But they were like husband and wife. Wife just had a baby. She was a stay-at-home mom and she wanted to start this side hustle. And they needed the same thing. So they needed brand strategy, logo, labels, packaging, and the website. And my quote to them was 10 or 15,000, which is totally different than 65,000 because I charged based on the value and they simply weren't able to afford me. But that's now a different story. I'm just saying that you can see how basically the same deliverables will have a different value. Okay, I hope that this was clear. But really consider switching to value-based pricing. Ever since I switched to value-based pricing just a few years ago, my branding and design agency like really grew by, you know, a lot. Another effective strategy is tiered pricing. So offer different packages to cater to various client needs and budgets. So for example, that would be, let's say to that spa business owner who's trying to start a bath bomb business as well. So to her, I could have offered like brand strategy and visual identity and labels and packaging because I know she needs that for one price. So for example, that would be $45,000. And if you want a website, that would be $65,000. You know, like have like different tiers. It's almost like when you want to sign up for some kind of software and you know that they have like a free version, which of course don't offer anything for free. Maybe first like consultation, like 30 minutes free consultation, which is basically a sales call, but that's it. So, you know, they have like $5 offer and then they have $15 subscription and then they have $55 or something like that. So that's how you can tier your pricing and figure out like what is that your clients, you know, like really need and want and put that in the middle. I always talk about having your signature offer. So your signature offer can be that one in the middle. Now, you also have to like educate your clients. Educating your clients about like the design process can also help justify higher prices, but not in a way where you're like explaining and going too much into the details, like, oh, I'm going to provide this many like logo options or concepts and revisions and things like that. But no, like really explain the time and effort and expertise that goes into each product. When clients understand the value they are receiving, they're more likely to accept higher pricing. And the other thing that I want to mention is like, if you're worried about like a drastic price jump, like scaring off clients, consider making small increments. Like maybe you have heard, oh, double your pricing. Well, if you are not confident about doubling your pricing, you will not be able to book your clients at that new rate. I mean, if you're charging $500 for a logo, yes, sure, you can even like 10 times, like you can even like 10x it, but like really go from 500 to 1,000. Then next year, go from 1,000 to 1,000, I don't know, maybe not next year, but like in a couple of months, go from 1,000 to 1,250 to 1,750 to 2,500. You know, like you don't have to double it. Increase it by 20%. Like really, my advice is increase it by 20%. Clients will not even feel it, but you will. You will increase your profitability. You know, I had students inside the Aventiva Academy. They were part of the Creative CEO Accelerator. And one of the designers, she told me she tried to increase her rates and she lost all of her clients. She told me she actually hired a business coach for designers. So someone like me. And she told me that that person, so the business coach told her that she should charge $10,000 for a website design. And while that is fine, and I agree that the website can and should be in the five figures, it can't just go from 3,000 to 10,000 overnight. If your marketing is the same, your website looks the same, your portfolio, your positioning, your like everything is the same, how do you expect clients now to see that like that much more value in your services? There is much more that goes into pricing and successfully increasing your rates than just increasing it. You don't want to lose clients, right? And what I mean by losing clients, you're technically not losing clients that you don't have at the moment. And most of the clients who are coming for branding and website projects, those are all new clients. Those are not like repeatable clients and whatnot. I mean, they can be, but the thing is that you should increase pricing with every single like new client, and you can do it slowly. You don't have to double it. And while you're increasing your pricing, see how you can make your website better. See how your social media, your content can be better. How can you now speak to those higher level clients? If you just think about talking to someone who has $1,000 for visual identity, let's say $5,000. So if you're talking to someone who has $5,000 for visual identity, that language and everything you put out there is going to be completely different than if you're talking to someone who is thinking about investing $50,000 for their brand. So, you know, you just have to adjust first before you completely switch to new pricing. At least that's what I've seen from our experience, and that's what I've seen from the designers who are inside our Aventiva Academy. And, you know, there's also like upselling and cross-selling, and those are really powerful tools for increasing your revenue without, you know, acquiring new clients. So, for example, if you offer brand strategy, now you can add visual identity. Or if you offer visual identity, see how you can get clients who are going to sign up with you for labels and packaging design or website design and things like that. Just like really play with it. Play. That's a really good word. I really love it now. But basically, you started your business because you want to love it. So play with it and see what's working, what's not working. What's working not just for your clients, but for you as well. You didn't start your business to be trapped into running something that you don't fully love, right? And lastly, like really monitor your pricing strategy and adjust it as needed. Like really stay informed about like industry trends and competitors' pricing. And if you consistently deliver high quality work and have a strong client base, you can continue to increase your prices over time. So in conclusion, increasing your design prices for better profitability is not just about making more money. It's about recognizing your worth and delivering exceptional value to your clients. And by following these strategies that we talked about and continually like refining your approach, you can achieve greater profitability and success in your design business. And that is something that I truly, truly wish for every single one of you. So thanks for tuning in to the Profitable Graphic Designer podcast. And until next time, keep designing and growing your profits. And if you need help from me when it comes to landing wealthy clients, I have the Wealthy Client Blueprint that you can find on our website, aventiveacademy.com. And it's there in the header. It's very easy to find it. So yeah, that's going to help you really figure out your positioning, how you can increase your pricing and all of that. Check it out, and I hope to see you inside. Thank you for joining us today on the Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your graphic brand or web portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about it and get started, visit aventiveacademy.com. See you next time.